Hello, loves. I'm your host, Christina Ray. I'm a life coach, breathwork facilitator, and entrepreneur with multiple conscious businesses. Through sharing my journey, I hope to inspire you and make life just a little bit easier for you to navigate. I believe through sharing and authenticity, we create space for others to feel safe, empowered to share, and to feel less alone. In this space, we talk about everything from realizations through spiritual awakenings to breakups to mindfulness, and I interview people from all over the world who are using their power for good so we can build all our power together. Let the journey begin. Hello, loves, and welcome back to the Power for Good podcast. Today, I want to navigate the world of spiritual awakenings with you. How do you know if you're having a spiritual awakening? What do you do with a spiritual awakening? How do you integrate it into your life? What does it even mean? That's what we're going to talk about today. So, what is a spiritual awakening? It's that moment in your life when nothing makes sense anymore. That's at least what it's felt like to me. It can be something big that's happening in your life that makes you have this aha moment, these realizations come in, but it's really just a big shift, a moment of deep self-growth, discovery, personal growth. And these moments, they shift our life drastically and they have big effects. But in the world of spirituality and just in life in general, spiritual awakenings have many, many different perspectives and definitions. So I want to go through some of those now because we have the religious perspective. And from a religious perspective and tradition, a spiritual awakening may be seen as a moment of divine revelations and deep connection with a higher power. Then we have sort of the New Age perspective. In the New Age perspective communities, they view spiritual awakening as an expansion of consciousness, often with like a psychic or a mystical experience. And then we have the mindfulness in Eastern philosophies. And drawing from Eastern philosophies, a spiritual awakening may involve mindfulness practice, meditation, and more of a realization of one's true being, one's true nature beyond the ego. Buddhism, for example, emphasizes enlightenment or awakening as a central goal of your life. And you can also have an environmental ecological awakening where some individuals may describe this spiritual awakening in the context of a profound connection with Mother Nature or an environment and environmental consciousness that leads to a sense of responsibility for the planet. And this is something that I have kind of experienced. And honestly, I've experienced a lot of these combined as you can. They're not mutually exclusive. You can have a lot of these perspectives mixed and you can have this spiritual awakening combined understanding through all of these different perspectives. And then we have like the crisis and the dark night of the soul perspective, where a spiritual awakening may be preceded by a period of crisis, often referred to as the dark night of the soul. And this perspective emphasizes the transformative power of facing and overcoming personal challenges. There are many more perspectives, but these are just some of that I put together that I found most powerful and interesting. And it's important, as I said, to note that these perspectives are not mutually exclusive, and an individual spiritual awakening, it may incorporate multiple viewpoints, multiple elements from different perspectives, from different understandings, and at the end of the day, from your own understanding, what you develop from what is happening in your life and your awakening. So the definition and the understanding that I have developed, honestly, is that a spiritual awakening is a transformative experience where you suddenly gain a deeper awareness, understanding, and connection to yourself, to the world around you, and often to your spirit, to your soul. It can lead to significant shifts in your perspective, your values, your priorities. Spiritual awakenings can be brought on by important life events. This could be like the dark night of the soul moment that we've talked about, such as near-death experiences or losing a loved one, maybe a big heartbreak or a big health scare, or more subtle events like meditation. You have a big realization in a meditation or a ritual, or you're doing a new habit like yoga or breathwork and something comes through. So my understanding, my definition of a spiritual awakening is very much a combination of a lot of these different perspectives that we've gone through. And the truth is, you can have multiple spiritual awakenings in your life. And I have definitely experienced that. I have recently gone through a whole new spiritual awakening. I'm in the process of this spiritual awakening that has totally disrupted my life in a crazy and amazing way. And if you've been following my journey, you know a little bit about that. And each time is different. Each time new things show up. But I do believe that when you listen to the wisdom of the awakening and you're present for it, it always ends in a better place than it started. There's always deep, deep wisdom within the awakening, and it's the universe working with you, showing you the way. But how do you know if you've had a spiritual awakening? I want to go through just some common signs and symptoms of a spiritual awakening so you can know if you are maybe in the process of having a spiritual awakening or if you've had a spiritual awakening. So here are some common signs and symptoms of a spiritual awakening. If you experience emotional shifts and heightened sensitivity, you have changes in your perspective and your perception, a deepened sense of connection with others and the universe. You experience unexplained synchronicities and meaningful coincidences. You might feel like your life is lacking purpose. Your relationships are not making sense anymore. Suddenly, this was a big one for me many times in many of my spiritual awakenings. Your dreams suddenly become more vivid. Spirituality is suddenly more important to you. You're feeling a deeper connection to a higher power. You feel more intuitive, more connected to yourself. You experience deja vu moments. You feel more connected to Mother Nature, more connected to animals. You feel more compassion. You develop more empathy. Perhaps you start feeling very lonely in your world. And perhaps you have the urge to be of service, to do good for your community, to do good for the world around you. There's many more, but these are some of the things that you could be experiencing if you're in the midst of a spiritual awakening, or if you've had a spiritual awakening, or one is on the horizon. As I mentioned, I've had multiple spiritual awakenings. I'm in the process of another one, just had one in the process of it. It's moving through. But one of the first spiritual awakenings I had was when I was living in LA, and I was in this very toxic relationship. I was doing drugs still, and I was having seizures. I really was not well. I had withdrawal seizures from alcohol, from the drugs that I was taking. And I would say this was more of that dark soul of the night kind of brought on spiritual awakening. And I had a moment where I realized just that if I didn't really change things, I was going to die. And there wasn't really one moment that happened, actually. It was sort of just suddenly in my life, I realized that nothing made sense anymore, the way that it had been going, and everything had to change. The people in my life didn't make sense. The way I was living didn't make sense. Nothing was meshing anymore. And I had to just tune into my deeper wisdom and this feeling inside that was pushing me to change, to do differently. And that's when I decided for the first time to go to rehab, do an outpatient rehab. That was the beginning of the sober journey. That was over, I was like 10 years ago. And at that time as well, I decided to do a yoga teacher training. My first real connection to breath, my first real connection to my body, to moving the emotions. I had been stuck and trapped there from the trauma, from the childhood, from all the different things that happened. And I then experienced another spiritual awakening. I think that, you know, I've had many little ones, bigger ones, but another pivotal one came when I decided to get fully sober 3 years ago. At that point, I had another really terrible night. I think this was more of a moment where I really decided. The moment was sort of a rock bottom, sort of a bad night that pushed me to decide to go to an inpatient rehab. And in that rehab was the process of this spiritual awakening that lasted many, many months. I would say, if not months, years, that this spiritual awakening took for me to really figure out who I was, where I decided to connect to a deeper purpose, to help people, to change my career, to close the store that I had online, and to eventually end the relationship that I was in, that I just ended, to end my marriage. So perhaps I'm in that same spiritual awakening. I'm not sure that that was over. It was perhaps an extended spiritual awakening that has yet to end, or there was multiple there. I'm not sure I can really define that or understand it yet. But the important part of it is to just listen to the wisdom that is coming from all of the awakenings. And the beginning of it was for sure to let go of the alcohol once and for all, to go to the rehab, to sit there in rehab and do the work to understand the PTSD and acknowledge it, the trauma that I had, to then pivot my whole life, move, change my career. And this was just listening to myself, connecting to myself, listening to my higher self and my inner wisdom, and connecting back to who I authentically am, who my true self is, which has taken me many, many years now. And each day it took me further. And that eventually led me to another spiritual awakening, or the continued spiritual awakening, where I realized that my relationships didn't make sense anymore. And I changed a lot of my friends, again, moved, and ended up deciding to separate from my husband and getting a divorce because we just didn't make sense anymore. And I think that's what a lot of people don't talk about. An awakening sounds beautiful, right? It can be, but it can also be really painful, excruciating. Deeper awareness and understanding, it sounds great, but they feel quite differently when it hits you in the face. And most people don't talk about the darkness that can come along with them, because the awakening is so glorified. It's a spiritual awakening. It's beautiful. So much is going to come from it. But you don't talk about the destruction that can follow the enlightenment of the awakening, because nothing makes sense anymore. Like for me, got to get sober, change your whole life. It sounds beautiful, like an easy, right? But guess what? It's not. Change your whole life, change your whole friends, change everything you do. Now figure out what to do. And then, wow, this relationship doesn't make sense anymore, but I've been with this person for 5 years. Painful. There's attachment, there's love, there's change. Painful. It is a big period of destruction sometimes that follows these spiritual awakenings. When I decided to separate from my husband, I actually took this trip that I had been wanting to do by myself to Bali, where I had so many realizations. And while I was on this trip, I want to tell the story because it's so powerful. If you can see the video, you can see I got this tattoo of Shiva, which is a Hindu god and is one of their creation gods. It's a creation god of destruction and transformation. And they have three creation gods, and Shiva happens to be the one of transformation and destruction. It's interesting that it's destruction and transformation. And while we were learning from their priests and their monks leading us through the temples, he told us the story of Shiva and how in life we have to go through these different periods of creation and destruction. So they have Hindu gods for creation, maintenance, and then destruction, which is Shiva. And I felt a deep connection to Shiva in this moment, because the Shiva energy comes in a point in your life when you have to let it all fall apart and all be destroyed. Because if you don't every once in a while let it all be destroyed, let it all fall apart, you can't rebuild and you cannot create. So I decided to get the tattoo in Bali at that moment and carry that Shiva energy with me everywhere as it continues. And as I continue to have to build and tear down and step into the darkness of what it feels like to constantly have to let things fall apart so that you can create again. And I think that's what people are so often so scared of. They will not let the destruction happen. And when you don't let things fall apart, you cannot create. So you will get stuck. And that's what it means to listen to the awakening. Sometimes you have to let it all fall apart. And that is the painful part. That is the discomfort. If you can step into the discomfort, you can step into the destruction, step into that Shiva energy, you can then start anew and create. And that is what a spiritual awakening really means to me and really is sometimes just starting again, sitting with the discomfort of this elevated awareness and consciousness that you now are and know, and realizing that nothing makes sense anymore. The relationships, they don't vibe anymore. The career is not vibing anymore. So what do you have to do? Tear it all down. And as you watch it burn, you have to sit with that fire and that burning sensation and the pain of watching it all burn down. The things that you have spent a lot of time building, dreams, perhaps, watching those dreams burn to the ground. And then eventually you have the ashes. And from the ashes, you can rise again like a phoenix if you have fully accepted it. The phoenix will rise. So how do you do all that? What are some coping strategies and self-practices to get through a spiritual awakening, to get through the destruction, the discomfort that happens sometimes? And it doesn't always happen, by the way. You don't always have to go get a tattoo and burn it all down. And sometimes spiritual awakening is more light. But more often than not, it's something very drastic and something that you do have to at least make some changes for. And here are some coping strategies and some things that have helped me through the spiritual awakening process, through the destruction process, through the changes and the evolution, and just stepping and sitting with the discomfort. Mindfulness and meditation, of course, breath work, cultivating a practice. This helps you stay present and reduces the stress and the anxiety that can come with this enhanced awareness that you build, bring you back to the present moment, and you can start to channel the insights and the new realizations into your everyday life. Start to connect to gratitude for this new enhanced consciousness and awareness. So practice gratitude, journaling. Keep a journal to document what's coming through, your thoughts, your feelings, your experiences. And this is a very therapeutic way to process. And you can gain clarity on what is coming through and everything that's evolving. Self-care is really important during this time. So prioritize self-care, sleep, eating, what you're consuming, not just eating, but what you're watching on TV, what you're consuming through social media, who you're hanging out with. Exercise has been so powerful for me. And that's, you know, maybe it's going to the gym every day, maybe it's doing yoga, but it's just movement of the body on a daily basis. It could be dancing daily, singing. That's just the somatic movement and the movement of the energy of the body. Taking care of yourself can really help with your overall resilience of the situation. Community. Connect with like-minded people, people who are also having the experience of spiritual awakenings, who are also coming to this new enhanced awareness, and share your journey with people who can understand and can provide that sense of support for you. Guidance. This is a great time to consider spiritual mentors, counselors, even a therapist if you choose to. Go to a class if you don't want to do one-on-one work or you don't have the capacity to do that. I work with a lot of people doing breath work. So just find a mentor. And I have had a lot of mentors that have helped me so much that I've worked in a smaller capacity or larger capacity and have really helped me in the realms of spirituality and personal development. And continue to educate yourself. So listening to podcasts like you are here, reading books, going to workshops, and just continue to grow, to understand all the different perspectives on what's going on and what can help you in your own personal experience. Grounding practices, spending time in nature. I can't stress this enough, how nature holds us through these moments, how everything can be spinning out of control and you can go outside and put your feet in the grass, touch a tree, hug a tree, and everything just grounds and calms down. Yoga is also very grounding. Activities that connect you to the present moment and to the physical world. Surrender, accept, embrace what's going on, embrace the destruction, accept the process as it naturally unfolds and acknowledge that not everything is going to be immediately understood. Give it time and patience. Rituals and ceremonies. Create a personal ritual or ceremony that is meaningful to you on a daily basis. Maybe this is a breathwork ritual. You can hop on Ray Rituals and do a breathwork practice every day in my community space, or just do something personal for you. Maybe it's just having some water and lemon every day. But this provides a sense of sacredness and structure for your personal spiritual journey. Develop something that is sacred to you on a daily basis. Creative expression. Explore creative outlets. Art, music, like I said, singing, and just a way to move the energy that is new. A new energy comes through with this enhanced consciousness, and you need to move it through and explore it. And then the mind, the body, spirit practices. Again, just a way to connect and understand what's going on with the mind and connect the mind, body to the spirit. So this can be like yoga, mindfulness, breath work, a way to bring everything back into balance. Limit information overload as well. While you're seeking so much valuable information and learning from people and attending workshops, just make sure that you take breaks and you're just really kind to yourself in this time of exploration and integration. And remember, everyone's spiritual journey is unique. It's not a one-size-all-fits approach. So whatever somebody is telling you, it might not be what's right for you. At the end of the day, you need to start trusting yourself. So experiment with any of these different strategies and find what resonates with you as you navigate this time of spiritual awakening. And during this time, you're going to come to connect more with yourself, and particularly to understand and connect with your higher self. As you move through the process of awakening, you will become more aware of the higher self. And connecting to your higher self involves tuning in to your inner wisdom, your intuition, a deeper sense of your authentic self. Through these same practices like meditation, breathwork, journaling, you can develop that relationship with the higher self and be guided by that wisdom. So embrace this new level of connection and relationship with yourself, your intuition, your inner guidance. Don't fight against it, but flow with it. And start to channel that through. What's coming through from that higher self, from this new awareness that you're now seeing things in a totally different way? What does she or he or they, what do they say? And that is the journey of the spiritual awakening. Spiritual awakenings, they're a journey. And like I said, you usually don't have just one. Maybe you're in the process of one. Maybe you've had one. Maybe one is coming. If you don't work with them, listen to the guidance and process, they can turn your world upside down. And they don't go away. It will be there gnawing at you from the inside until you listen. And suddenly, nothing's going to make sense. But with time, with patience, and with work, everything will start to make a lot of sense and it will flow so much better than it did before. And you will all of a sudden be on another level. When you tune into your higher self and trust, this can be a pivotal moment in your life that changes everything for the better. It won't be suddenly though. It will be a process. Embrace your unique journey, your unique spiritual awakenings, and enjoy this process. It's a beautiful journey. It's a gift. If you've experienced a spiritual awakening and you want to talk about it, DM me on my Instagram at Christina Ray Almeida. You'll see in the show notes below. And connect with me. If you want to come on here and talk about your spiritual awakening, I would love to have you on. Let's talk about it. Thanks so much for listening, for tuning in. I wish you well on your journey, on your spiritual awakening. Trust yourself, trust the messages, trust the awakening, the heightened consciousness, your higher self, all of it. Don't forget to subscribe so you can get updated on all to come this beautiful season. And so happy to chat with you today on Spiritual Awakenings. Sending you love, and we'll see you next time.